They sacrifice so much for us. Praise God. Jubilee just wanted to let me know that our offering was off the hook tonight. You guys gave almost $200 to Jesus. Praise God. I remember the day that I stopped being afraid. I remember the day that God set me free from being afraid of people like you. Where I stopped caring about what people thought of me. Because I cared more about what my God thought of me. I cared more about what Jesus thought about me than what you think about me. And that day was the most revolutionary day of my life. It set me free. Because when you're bound by fear, then that's exactly what you are. You are bound. But this month, we're going to go through God's Word and we're going to be revolutionized. We're going to be set free because who the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen? God is going to set some of you free from being way too concerned about the person to your left and to your right. God's going to use you. If you've got your Word, open your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Tonight, I want to share simply a foundation of healthy fear. Everybody say fearless. Fearless. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, and I want you to notice that, disciples. He's talking to people who followed him. He's talking to people who spent everyday life with him. He's talking to the guys who were his posse. And he said this, let's go over to the other side, leaving the crowd behind. Oh, that's an interesting point right there. That's not even in my notes. Leaving the crowd behind. Sometimes in order to live fearlessly, you've got to leave the crowd behind. Stop conforming to the patterns of this world. That's revelation to me right there. They took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. And then a furious storm came up. How many of you have ever experienced the storm of life when it hits? And it hits hard. You don't understand what's going on, but it is scary to go through it. It came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The boat was about to snap and Jesus was getting some Z's. He didn't even care. The storm of life was hitting and Jesus was like, wake me up when something important happens. That's going to be important in just a second. The disciples woke him and said, teacher, don't you care if we drowned? He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, shut up. Be quiet, be still. See, we serve a God that can change the very molecular structure of the universe. We serve a God that can say with a simple word and speak something into existence that was not there in the first place. Our God says light and light happens. Our God says dark and dark happens. Our God says peace, be still, and the storm has to stop. That's the God we serve. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? He's asking you that question tonight. Why in the world are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? And here's the thing. Here's where I want you to see very closely and carefully. The scripture, it completely twists at this point because Jesus has spoken. The storm is over. There's nothing to worry about, right? He said, peace, be still, and it happened. And then all of a sudden, they were terrified. They asked each other, who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? See, as the people of God, when we begin to stop fearing our circumstances, stop fearing our surroundings, stop fearing the peer pressure that surrounds us, and we begin to start placing our fear in the appropriate location, which is a God who can take us to heaven or send us to hell. when we begin to place our fear in the right spots, then we become people who can do anything. Amen. Father, through the power of your word, I pray you would open our mind's eye. Open our hearts, God. I pray that tonight the bondage of fear would be broken in Jesus' name. Set us free. Thank you for your spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Katie. First point I want you to notice in this story tonight is before the disciples got to their destination with Jesus, they had to get a hold of their fear. Before the you and I, most of us in the room, we'll consider ourselves disciples, right? We follow Jesus and we love Him. He's our Lord and Savior. He set us free. And before we get to our destination with Jesus, you and I are going to face a healthy dose of fear. We're going to face some things that are going to scare us. I want everyone in this room to make a declaration with me. I want it to be the foundation of the next few weeks. I want to challenge you to put this powerful verse to memory. Repeat this after me. It's Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. I want you to repeat it after me. Say the fear. Everybody, come on now. The fear. Say it like you mean it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. See, there's only one thing in life that you should fear. And that's the awesome God that created you. That's the one thing that you should have a healthy fear of. Anything else, man, nothing can stop me. Nothing. With me and my God, there will be no weapon formed against me that will prosper. Everyone that will rise up against me shall fall in the name of Jesus, because my God created this thing. There's nothing that can stop me except fear and myself succumbing to it. Amen? See, the disciples, they were afraid for their lives because of the storm, and Jesus was asleep. See, so many things that terrify you and I do not even concern Jesus. Do you know that Jesus does not care the social trends that are going through Twitter? Do you know Jesus could care less what is on MTV right now? Jesus could care less who the Billboard top 10 are. Jesus is not concerned about all these things that we consume our lives with. And yet so many times we fill our lives with this stuff and we get bound and scared to step out and walk in our faith because we're afraid. See, we should be terrified to ever be outside of God's protection. That's what should terrify us. We should be afraid that there would come a day that our choices and our own decisions would take us out from the umbrella of the protection of our God. That's what we should be afraid of. Amen? See, faith in God is not the absence of fear, but faith in God is knowing that your God is bigger than any fear you may face. That's what faith really is. That's why I can stand with confidence and say, nothing can take me out. Because my Bible says that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come can separate me from the love of my God. So I should be afraid of nothing. My Bible says time and time again to be strong and courageous. That means I'm not going to shrink back when I walk in your lunchroom and you're like, here comes that pastor. I'm not afraid of rejection. I'm not afraid of being made fun of. You can make fun of me all you want. Hashtag tweet that. But I don't care, because I'm more concerned about what my God views me than what you view me. I love you, but I'm not going to let you lead my life. I'm going to let Jesus lead my life. And some of you in this room need to take that stand for yourself. See, I can't take that stand for you. You've got to get out of your little yellow scared shoes and jump up and get some guts, young man, and start stepping up to the plate and saying, God, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play your game. I know that's corny, okay? It's not in my notes. I'm sorry. You can laugh. Talk to me. I love you guys. See, I can be honest. I was afraid to have responsibility in raising a child. It scared me to death. When I got married, we were like, no, we're not having kids for a long time, because I don't want to be responsible if that thing dies. That's scary. It's scary, okay? Yes. Your responsible parents in the room are like, man, yeah, you know, you've not even experienced the half of it, because I don't have teenagers yet. It's scary to be a parent. But now that I have stepped up to my fear and said, you know what, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The greatest accomplishment in my life, the greatest trophy I will ever hang in my office is a picture of my beautiful children. Because they're the greatest thing I've ever put my hands and effort to. That's the greatest thing in my life. And if I were too scared to step up and say, you know what, I want to have a family, then I'd be robbing myself of the greatest experience life could ever offer me. And that's what we do every single day when we bow down to fear. Is we miss out on life. John chapter 10 verse 10 says that Jesus wants you to have life and life that is abundant. And when you bow your knee to fear each and every day and you buckle and you cower and you back away and say, you know what, I know that's true, but I am not able to do it. I'm too scared. Then you give up the greatest things in life. I remember the day God set me free. I was afraid to move out of my parents' house and go to school to get married and start the adventure of ministry with my wife. But I stepped out of my comfort zone and my life has been an adventure ever since. It's worth it. The moment you begin to step out of your fear is the moment you begin to step in faith, which is exactly where Jesus wants you. And you've got to be concerned about what He cares about. Faith in God is not the absence of fear. It's knowing that your God is bigger than any fear you may face. Over 100 times the Scripture says, fear not. Some of those passages make zero sense. For example, God is talking to Mary, the mother of Jesus. You've heard that story, right? She is a virgin, engaged to be married. And God's like, He sends an angel. He's like, hey, yo, Mary, you're about to have a baby, girl. Yeah, you're pregnant. Uh-huh. No, it's the Holy Spirit. And you're going to have to tell your husband and all the community that God knocked you up. Yeah. Wait a second. God impregnated me. Yes, that's me. But right after He sends that communication, He uses the simple phrase, but fear not, Mary. Don't be afraid. It's going to be okay. It makes no sense, right? That's crazy talk. Fear not. You just told me some of the nuts. That's insane, God. And then He tells Abraham, He says, hey, guess what, bro? You're going to be the father of many nations. Look at the stars in the sky. Your children are going to be exceedingly more numerous than even the sand on the beach. But guess what? You are an old fart. Your wife is so old, you're about to put her in hospice. But you're going to be the father of many nations. Fear not. I got it. Many times, that's what God does exactly. He puts us out on a limb and He puts us in a position where we have to make a decision for ourselves whether we're going to activate our faith or live trapped in our fear. And God wants to set us free from our fear. Amen? Amen. See, I want to tell you this evening that fear stands at the doorway of every destiny. Fear stands every breakthrough that you can experience in this life. Right at the doorway of that breakthrough is fear. Right at the breakthrough is the intense sensation that, oh my God, I cannot do this. This is insane. If I do this, everybody's going to hate me. If I do this, my friends are going to ridicule me. If I do this, man, I know if I step out in faith, God, you're calling me. I sense it. I know you're wanting me to break this relationship. But everything inside of me is so scared to be alone. Everything inside of me is so scared. I know I'm not living for your glory in this relationship. I know it's not pleasing in your sight. But God, if I do what you're calling me to do and I activate my faith and I put my faith into action, I will be so alone, and that scares me so desperately. Every time there's a point where you walk close to the line of breakthrough, there's fear. See, for example, many of you are in this room and you're at the precipice of walking into the God-given destiny for your life, and the only thing holding you back is fear. Instead of fearing God, you fear others' opinion. And I want to just share with you tonight that most of the people you go to school with on a daily basis now, you will not know in 5 to 10 years from now. Most of the people that you allow to influence the very formative stage of your life that you're in right now, the people whose opinion matter to you most right now, you're not even going to be friends with in 5 to 10 years. And why in the world would you let them give you the foundation to build on for the rest of your life? You should be giving that opportunity to God and not other people. Stop being afraid of what your friends will think, because they're not going to be there for you when you're actually living real life. Someone needs to be set free tonight of other people's opinions and place your concern back on the loving and powerful God that demands our constant respect. God wants us to not let our fear hold us back tonight. I'm going to invite the band to come as I close. See, there's a lot to be feared in the world we live in. I think we all could agree about that. I mean, Monday we experienced a government shutdown. Oh, the fiscal stability of our nation is in question. The leadership in our nation is in question. The security, the national security of our nation is in question. You walk through the hallways of your school and some of you literally feel you fear physical threat because you're bullied, because people pick on you, because people want to cause you to be afraid, so they manipulate you using fear tactics. You experience it on a daily basis. The world we live in has so much to be afraid of. Some of us are afraid we're going to fail in class. Some of us in multiple classes. Some of us are afraid that to break the ungodly and unhealthy relationship you're in because you're afraid to be alone. Like I said, the culture seems hungry to feed our fear. For example, if the behavior we're participating in isn't on the edge or somewhat risky, then why do it? We enjoy the rush, right? Man, if I get caught doing this, I'm going to be in trouble. And that's a part of why we love doing it. That rush, that endorphin boost of, man, if I get busted for this, oh, I don't know what's going to happen. We love that. We feed into it. The Walking Dead is so popular because it feeds the suspense and anticipation element, right? You watch it because you're like on the edge the whole show. Oh my gosh, what's about to happen? This is crazy. Ah! And it happens. And you're like, whoa, I'm so glad this isn't real. But I love it. And we feed that fear element in us. Movies like The Exorcism of Emily Rose, or more recently, the Insidious movies. We feed our spirit with that. Jubilee and I were in the dorms at Lee University when The Exorcism of Emily Rose came out. And this girl, literally at 3 o'clock in the morning, we get a call from campus safety. One of your girls is going crazy. And she's walking around campus, and literally after presenting herself with the vivid, crazy pictures of something that's very real, because there is a supernatural. And when she presented that in front of her, she fed her spirit with that. She felt in her spirit, I have just been possessed. And she was walking, pacing around campus, scared out of her mind. And we do that to ourselves as a generation. See, the fact that we are so obsessed at times with the paranormal should be a clear indication that the supernatural is real. Amen? The supernatural is real. See, the problem is many times we feed our fear more than we feed our faith. We feed that fear more than we feed our faith. And that's a big problem. Some of us, if you would just read your Bible, there's times where Jubilee and I get phone calls. Pastor Jonathan, I am so depressed. I'm so down. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so afraid. I don't know what to do next. God has abandoned me. Our first question to those people, when's the last time you've opened your Bible? When's the last time you've bowed your knee and actually prayed? When's the last time you had a worship session other than at this service, in the middle of your room, in the quiet place of your personal life? When's the last time you gave Jesus some time. Some of us would be set free from our fear if we would begin to feed our faith. That's good preaching. You need to feed the faith that God has put in you, because the enemy will stop at nothing to prevent you from entering the destiny God has placed right in front of you. He will put so much fear in front of you on purpose to prevent you from getting there. But here's the deal. We read the story. Once you've seen who Jesus really is, you no longer fear what you face. You fear the God who is actually in control of it all. The disciples, they said, God, don't you care? Don't you care what's going on right now? We're so afraid. We're about to die. We're losing it, Lord, and you're sleeping. And Jesus spoke to the circumstance. He said, he didn't even have to say in the name of Jesus, because he was. He said, stop. Be silent. You've got no place here. And the wind calmed, the storm stopped. And all of a sudden, the disciples began to put their fear in the appropriate place and say, my God, who is this that can speak? And everything changes. See, if Jesus is on board the storm we face in this life, it doesn't matter. I can face anything because I've got Jesus in my heart. I can no longer be afraid of what you think or what you believe, because I know what I believe and I know where my destination is. I've got a confidence, and you can have that too. See, even the strongest form of human courage is a limited resource. There's going to come a time where you may be feeling great in the Lord right now. Your spirit is pumped. You are on spiritual steroids. You've been having 3 quiet times a day. You are so pumped up spiritually. I love Jesus. I can face anything. But there's going to come a time where the enemy's going to put something in your face and it's going to scare you to death. God, I can't do that. God, no. You've brought me this far. No, I don't want to do that. You're calling me. Some of you know exactly what the Holy Spirit, even right now, is whispering in your ear. The exact thing that is your destiny, your purpose for life. And the enemy of your soul is placing fear in your heart, even right now. God wants to set you free from that tonight. There will come a moment when the boldest person in the room will come to the point where you're wrapped up in fear. You may be the coolest person in the room. There is not a single person that does not like me. Man, I run the school that I go to. I don't need to be afraid because I set the trend. People look to me for leadership. I got nothing to be afraid of. Yes, you do, and it's called God. Because you're not big enough to face Him and win. You're not big enough to live the way you want to live and not be set before a righteous and just God and get away with it. You should be afraid of one person alone, and that's God Almighty. And there's going to come a day, whether you choose to do it in this lifetime or in the next, there's going to come a day where your boldness to be in sin and bondage will no longer be something that you stand firm on. There will come a day where every tongue will confess and every knee will bow that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if you're not in right relationship with Jesus Christ when that day happens, you will be overwhelmed with fear. And I pray every single day that none of the students that come to this youth group, I pray that absolutely none of you will choose that road. Because there's so much more freedom in living in Christ. I want everybody to bow your heads, close your eyes. I want to read a scripture. It's powerful. It's Romans 8, 37 and 39. I want you to meditate on this. No distractions. Know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither present nor future, nor powers, nor height nor depth, or anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. See, making Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life is the only way to be fearless. When Jesus is on your boat, He can simply speak to the storms of this life and cause them to fade away. If you're here tonight and you're afraid that if you walked out of these doors and God forbid you breathed your last breath and you're afraid that you would spend an eternity in hell because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt your relationship with God is non-existent or distant, to say the least. If you're in this room, you can walk away without that fear. You can walk away and give Him your heart, give Him your soul, and say, Jesus, please forgive me. And you can walk out of these doors and never be afraid. As long as you walk by His side, as long as you keep connected to Him, as long as you keep Him in your boat, it doesn't matter what storm may come your way. You don't have to be afraid any longer. So if that's you in this room tonight, you know you're distant from God. You know you haven't been living for Him. You know He's nowhere near being even close to being with you in your boat. And you want to receive this freedom from fear. I want you to raise your hand and hold it high so I can pray with you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Who else? You can walk out of this room knowing that you are secure in Jesus Christ, because once you are in His love, nothing can separate you. Is there anyone else? Don't miss this opportunity. You don't have to live in fear. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for these individuals that have raised their hand. God, I pray that You would show them Your mercy, show them Your love, pour Your grace over their life right now in Jesus' name. Forgive them, Lord. We thank You for the cross. We thank You for bleeding and dying for their sins. God, we thank You that You rose again on the third day. And God, right now, You are making them a new creation. You are writing their names in the Lamb's Book of Life because they have placed their faith, their hope, and their trust in You right now, Jesus. We thank You for their salvation and that they can walk away from this moment knowing that You've saved them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Praise the Lord. Somebody got saved tonight. Praise God. Tonight, I want to invite the leaders to come. Tonight, you're in the boat with Jesus. He's the captain of your ship, but there's nothing. Everything seems to be hitting hard. The storm of life is raging and it's causing you to have fear. It's natural. You've got a host of people that want to stand by your side and say, be strong and courageous. Be bold. Step out. God, if God is for us, who can be against us? So if you're facing anything, there's a trial, there's a tribulation, there's a storm, you are facing something and you're afraid of what might happen. You have a God that can speak to your circumstance and say, in the name of Jesus, be removed. You've got people of faith that want to do that with you. So come, I invite you, let's face our fears and stand up on the inside and say, Satan, you're no longer going to stop me from walking in my destiny. I challenge you, get out of your seat, get up here, and let's go to war. We are fearless. We are fearless. God can set you free. There is nothing that can separate you. Come on now.